always have these female friends that come around from time to time. Usually it happens during the holidays. So for example, like I'll randomly get a girl that, like, you know, we talked or had interest in each other. There was just something where, I don't know, like, you know, like there's some attraction or some interest, or there was at one time. And then during the holidays, they just send you like a random happy Thanksgiving just to fill you out, just to kind of, it's kind of their way of saying I'm thinking about you. And I'm like, all right, well, that's cool. So I have one reach out to me for Christmas, and I was talking to her. She was feeling me. I'm like, look, I'm happy, man. I got a lot of great shit going on here, right? I'm not saying anything over this fucking thing because the people are nosy as fuck, but I'm excited. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of good things are happening. And it's like, you know, so just letting them know, hey, life is good over here. What's up, though? You know, I'm always welcoming a female energy. But we were talking a little bit, and she was, I guess, at the end wits of her third marriage, you know. She had a chance to talk to me after her second marriage, but she didn't like the whole, you know, you're a little bit too free for me. Like, you're a little bit like, I don't like your non-conventional ways of thinking when it comes to relationships. And it's like, okay, well, so she chose number three. Obviously, not even 2 years into it, number three didn't work out, and she's back on the hunt. And I mean, if that's not a red flag, that's not a red flag, right? And we're talking, and just, you know, she's one of those people that not only, you know, she's not even fresh out of one situation and is jumping into another situation. She's all over the place. You know, it's like a person that you see what her problem is. You know, she's just very quick to dump guys and find the next one. And the problem with her ways and the way she's doing things is that she is so clingy, you know, and I find that a lot with women, like just women, just people in general. That's just not women, but I think it's just men and women in general that they have a hard time with their own company. You know, like I'm a kind of guy where if you go traveling with me and you don't want to do something with me, it's very easy for me. I'll leave you in the fucking room and I'll go walk and do what I got to do because I don't need that company. I don't desire that company. So like I've built myself in that way where, okay, you don't want to hang out? Okay, but I'm fine. I'm going to go do my thing because I think ultimately you can only count on yourself, right? And that's a sad thing to think, to feel. But in this case in point, when I'm seeing somebody like this that just moves quickly from one relationship to the other, and is quick to disregard men, and is quick to disconnect like that and move on when the shit hits the fan. It's like, come on, man. Like, you got to know that the problem starts and ends with you, really. Because if you're not that aware to understand that how you're being, this extreme level of finding this connection of whatever it is, this romance, hopeless romantic love, it's not garnering the results that you've used in the past. And will be so, like for me, for example, like when you're jumping from one guy to the other, it's like, come on, like, you know, you got to really invest in a person. Like, you got to invest as friends in her case in point. Like, you know, you can't run to be in a relationship with somebody. You can't run to be in a committed situation, but like you are what you are, right? So like a person like that, you know, I try to, and they don't even know. They say one day they want to be polyamorous, one day they want to be monogamous, another day they want to be in a relationship but do swinger stuff. And it's like, okay, that lets you all there needs to know about that person, that they don't even know what they're gonna truly settle on. As far as, sorry about that, my throat was a little bit congested. I was breathing through my mouth last night, so I feel like the extra dryness in my mouth. And it's like I guess it's just a weird thing because I was telling this to my partner all the time that like, people have patterns. People don't even know they have patterns because they do things subconsciously. Like when I know somebody doesn't, like somebody is not comfortable talking about themselves, like you know that. Like you know because they're always pointing the conversation to you. They're always asking you questions. They're very secretive or they're whatever it is. Like you know certain things. If somebody is if somebody's not able to be emotionally available to you, you know the signs. Like, we all know the patterns and stuff like that. So, like, when I see a girl like this and I'm saying to myself, I mean, don't you, and I'm probably have some tough love for her today. That's probably what I'll do. I'll probably have some documental tough love because What I don't understand is you gotta know if you've had a bad history. Like she was telling me, like, look, my family would go crazy if I have a fourth marriage. I'm like, well, it is what it is. I mean, Liz Taylor had a bunch of them. There's so many people out there that you could point and say, look, people want marriage. But it's like, I would like for her to really understand what it is that she truly wants. And then being able to convey that, because you really, because if you're that fluid when you're going from one place to the other and you're still unhappy, you're still having problems, you're still, it's not, you it's not a work with who you think it is. It's like you got to own who you are internally. I'm always going to say that. And I guess for me, you know, I always get asked that, what would I tell my daughter? It's like, you know, listen, I think you have to always build a friendship first and foremost with somebody. No doubt about it. You know, try to build a friendship first and foremost, because at the end, when everything goes awry, you still are able to be that, hopefully, you know. And but the moment you see a red flag with control, whenever you see manipulation, whenever you see like when they're not accepting you for who you've always been, then that's when you got to say, what's going on here? Like you're acting a fool now. Like this is different. And, you know, have accountability, right? And but nevertheless, it's like, with her, it's so confusing, because it's sad to say that you have a lot of women out there like that. You know, you have a lot of women that don't know what direction they want to go, who they want to be with, what kind of woman they want to be. And they're the gatekeepers. They're the gatekeepers of intimacy, of what guys are interested in wanting to be connected to them. Like, they don't understand that reality. You know what I mean? Like, they are in a position of, listen, you got to know who you are. You know, like, if you want to, maybe every connection is different, but you need to let it be open. Like, look, I'm open for monogamy. I'm open for swinging. I'm open for polyamorous. I don't know. You know, I don't know where I'm at. How do you feel about it? And let's have a conversation, you know, and go from there. But people, when it comes to relationships, they are so afraid to convey who they truly are because they're not going to be accepted. I mean, that's the part that I'm very lucky in my regard, is that I'm loved for who I am. That for all my flaws, for all my imperfections, that I'm loved for who I am. You know, and obviously in return, I try to be the best version that I can be and be consistent and provide love and stability and joy, right? And when you do those things, you're in a position of having a lot of good continuity happening, which is where I'm at today. But so I think, you know, when it comes to that world of, you know, dating and you're doing like a serial dating, which is, I think, what she is, and this mindset of like men are replaceable by that, I get it. Like that doesn't bother me that you move on from one person to the other. But I think it's like the intensity in which you go with one person. And if it doesn't work out, it's like all of a sudden, boom. Like I said, I was talking to her last week. She was like really trying to set up like, you know, another polyamorous relationship, and then this week she dumped that guy, and then she's seen a guy already that is more monogamous. And it's like, okay, like, you know, pick your fucking damn mind. And, you know, and women, you know, I was watching this thing with Kevin Samuels, everyone's favorite, and he was questioning women, like asking them about how they envision themselves in a relationship, you know, their self-worth and how much money they think it takes to raise a child. Or, you know, how much money, like he was saying, one example is, okay, what, how much money do you want the guy to make? And they were like, oh, over $100,000. And it was like, okay, a black man making over $100,000, that's like less than 10% of the black population. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just saying some minuscule number of, like, basically based on the census data, that you are, that's a small percentage of black men that are able to have this affluent upper middle class life, right? And it's like, okay, so what do you think it's gonna take for you guys to live? Like all these logical questions that women don't think through, and that's the part that I think for me and just being a dad to my daughter is more of like, look, be realistic, you know, be realistic, know the numbers, know the stats. I'm not saying that you can't coerce something to happen, but in relationships, you have to know what you're worth. You got to be able to rely on yourself. And sure, if you find a six-figure guy, a millionaire, that wants to go ahead and provide the lifestyle and fits more of the lifestyle that you want, absolutely, why not? right? If you're a woman that wants to be catered to, wants to be a housewife and take care of the kids and take care of the house and, you know, take care of all the bills, you know, and just kind of let him come home and just lay on the couch Al Bundy style, then that's cool. That's there's nothing wrong with that. It's just knowing who you are, knowing who you want to be, and conveying that, and then knowing the profile of that. Like, knowing the profile of a guy like that, he's not going to be at home all the time. You know, like I've known women that they're wanting the guy to be at home, like a school teacher or like a banker, you know, when you come to that 9-to-5 job. But in reality, you can't do that, because when you're trying to have that lifestyle, the proper lifestyle, where you have a nice house in a nice neighborhood, taking the kids to nice daycare and taking them on trips and you're doing nice things for the kids, that's going to take outside of the 40-hour scope. But women, it's like they don't understand that. They don't understand the financial responsibility that men have to take on if they want that role, right? And that's the thing that I'm not asking women to settle. It's like, if you want a certain lifestyle for yourself, then you have to really understand the numbers behind it. And a lot of women don't understand that, you know? And I think in this case in point, when I'm talking about my friend, it's like, she's not understanding her true goal. Like, you want to be with a hopeless romantic? You want to be with a guy that it's all about you? Then build that connection that is irresistible. But don't cannonball it. Like, those things are, if you ever notice, like, for me, and I'll leave with this, like, I've always felt that when it comes to relationships, whether it's friendships that you have with same sex, opposite sex, or even relationships, I feel many times those are concocted in a very slow method, not necessarily organic. Like, my best friend, I wasn't best friends with him since day one. Like, I wasn't best friends, or I wasn't great friends with people. Like, it's like, you know, it took years for me to be great friends with certain people, to be brothers and things like that, to consider themselves brothers, right? And there's girls out there that I've dated that it didn't kick off since the beginning. Like, it was like one of those things, like, okay, it just grew, and it grew into what it was. So it's not placing the expectation of it feeling like a magical carpet ride from day one. The one I'm in right now, it felt beautiful from the beginning, because I already knew who I was. I was already conveying what it is that I wanted to be. We were having great conversations before we met. Then we had a great conversation right when we met. And then I laid out all the terms from a conditional love perspective. And she was like, that's it? I'm like, what you mean that's it? That's it. Like, most women will walk out of the fucking bar like that quickly, you know, because they can't. A lot of women just can't handle that. The things that I would like to experience in a relationship. But it's like, I give a lot in return, but they don't want to give up certain things. It's like, they want to take all this shit, all the good shit. They want to take my massages. They want to take the lifestyle. They want to take the attention. They want to take the romance, but they don't want to give anything in return. It's like, you got to like what I like. No, bro, like, I'm a guy. You're a woman. Like, we have different needs, right? So if you can't handle it, that's fine, but don't act like you, like it's all about you. So, but it's interesting, man, when you see these things in different ages, different stages in life, it doesn't matter. You could be in your first, you know, first relationship, or in this case in point, you know, trying to look for your fourth marriage. It's there is no rhyme or reason, but I do believe it's knowing yourself when it all starts. Give it time.